In progress.
Okay, Rabosai. I just wanted to add one or two comments to our discussion last time. In terms of not affecting the halacha, but just some interesting cases that I found nowadays that go back to the machlokas between the Rosh and Ravinu Tam of Tchilasu Isov Sofa Sofkinen, right? The classic afkinen would be a real dough that was then cooked, which according to Ravinu Tam would be a hamotzi and chayv and chala. According to the Rosh would be mazonos and pater from chala. Some other cases are, I remembered, in Pizza Hut. Okay, anyone who's very healthy here, put your fingers in your ears. Pizza Hut pizza, at least the thick crust, is different than the other pizza companies. The other pizza companies, they make dough, they put the stuff, the tomato sauce, cheese, whatever on it, and they bake it in the oven, right? Pizza Hut, they fry the dough. They not just with a little schmear so it doesn't burn. Meaning, okay, I've heard different reports that deep frying a lot of oil is just a layer of oil. Either way, if you ever eat Pizza Hut pizza, you'll see that it's different than regular pizza store pizza. At least a thick crust, I'm not sure. I've gotten conflicting reports about thin crust. You can ask them. Regular pizza dough feels more or less like a bread dough. Maybe it's a little more oily, etc. A Pizza Hut, the dough, if you touch it, it feels like you stuck your finger into a bottle of oil. It is suffused with oil because it is fried. So that Pizza Hut, that's another case where it would depend on Rabbi Tam and the Rosh Mishnah. According to the Rosh, even though it was made from a thick dough, since it was intended to be fried all the time and fried, it would be mazonos no matter how much you eat. Nothing to do with possible kiss. It would be mazonos no matter how much you eat. Ham would be pater from challah. According to Rabbi Tam, that would be the same as all other pizza, which means that someone who eats, let's say, a full meal of Pizza Hut, even though everyone agrees, if you eat a full meal of a regular pizza, you would say mazonos. You would wash, say, hamotzi and bench. But if you eat a full meal of this Pizza Hut, then you would be in exactly the situation of the Mechaber. According to the Rosh, even a full meal would be mazonos and alamechia. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would be hamotzi and birksa mazon. And there'd be no way, yirei shamayim, as the Mechaber said, there'd be no way to, if you made hamotzi, you'd be wrong according to Rabbeinu Tam. If you benched, you'd be a bracha batala according to the Rosh. And you would make mizonos, unlike regular pizza, make mizonos and alamechia, even on a full meal. And yirei shamayim, as the Mechaber said, would just have some other bread with it and get out of the suffix, which makes it somewhat more complex. Another case where this comes up a lot there is...
There would be some on the tour that you go to grab some of them directly from
home. Maybe, but it would be, it would be complicated. Another case someone pointed out that comes up nowadays, they have something called bao buns. Bao buns are, it's some sort of Japanese or something food, I don't know exactly what. It's, they make a bun, and instead of baking the bun, they steam the bun.
Oh yeah.
Steamed buns. Now, some of the bao buns are fake, meaning they really bake it, and then just steam it a little at the end to make it look cool. And then it's just regular bread. But an authentic bao bun is not baked at all. It's only steamed. And we assume that the steaming is more like cooking than baking. And therefore, that would be bread, according to Rabbeinu Tam, and not according to the Rosh Mishnah. And the bracha on a bao bun would be mazonos and alamechia. And Yirei Shamayim, who's machmer, also like Rabbeinu Tam, would have some other bread to avoid the suffix. So those are just some all other contemporary examples that I wanted to mention. No
kiddush and lumpers. The way it works with the Pizza Hut pan pizza is that they put a pan with a generous amount of oil, but then they stick it into the oven. So it's
that's frying. Yeah, but frying is like we saw frying is like cooking.
But it's also being baked at the same time, and it's not deep fried apparently. It's just
But anything fried in the oven is being fried, not baked.
And it's being fried and baked, isn't it?
No, that's just being fried. Being baked means put in the oven without liquid. If you put in the oven with liquid, that's called
fried. And if you put it in the oven, submerged in water, that's called cooked.
No, fried is when it's outside the oven, so the main cooking is just coming because of the...
Interesting. Yeah, but in the post-skim, I hear your taina, but I don't think that... I haven't seen that distinction in the post-skim. I think they assume even in an oven.
But if I were to make a rice dish in the oven, with raw rice, so you would have to... You have to cook it. And you put a ton of water in the raw rice, and it cooks. It still cooks the rice.
Yeah.
It's in your oven.
Yeah. Now I hear you're telling it, but nonetheless. Okay. Now,
I wonder if it's about the American bagel, which was quite a controversy. Because that's made from a bistec avert, and then they boil it, and then they bake it.
So American bagel is a fascinating controversy. Maybe we'll come back to it later in the parak. Suffice it to say that halacha l'maisa, we'll come back to it. Halacha l'maisa, since they don't boil it until it is edible. They just boil it partially, and then they bake it. So everyone assumes that it's really the ikar is the baking, and therefore it's considered like thick dough that's baked, which is bread, the kulei alma. So, but we'll get back to it. Okay.
For those who enjoy eating the thick crust pizza, what do you recommend the most?
I recommend what the Mechaber recommends. Say Mazonos and Alamechia. And if you want to follow the advice of the Mechaber for Yerei Shamayim, then only eat it with other bread. What can I tell you? Anyway, what we left off on is, I just wanted to mention one or two more things. A chakir about lechem asur l'kutach, right? I don't remember exactly what we had on the board, but we had a question as to, we had a chakir about why lechem asur l'kutach, if it's the mutan, at least to be potter from chala. And then we had a chakir about why ka'avim is chayiv in chala, which is sort of the second last thing left off in. Why is ke'avim chayav? And we had one din that it's a matter of das, right? One sheet that it was a matter of das, that was the Me'iri, the Rashba, the Ritva, that's really... comes out of Rashi, Goli Daite to the Lechem Asa, maybe we mentioned all of those. One derech was because Iglai Milsa Dimeikara Niskavein Lechem, right? This was Rashi said on the top one, Chesem and Aleph. Goli Daite to Lechem Asa, and we quoted, I think, if I recall correctly, from the Me'iri and the Rashba, and the Ritva. And then the other tzad was, no, it's just a gzeira. The gzeira is that you might confuse it with regular dough. Gzeira atu lechem gomor. This was the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Tosos Rush, and the Rosh Mishans also said that in Chala. I just wanted to point out one or two other things. Number one, there was another day which the Rosh had a whole discussion of. There's a very long discussion. The Taz in I neglected to put this on the board last time. The Taz in Hilcha, the Taz in Hilchas Chala. Says, what's the reason that ka'avin is chayavim? Because yesh boch shashem yimalech lefos mimenu kashir chala b'haychiyav. He says, no, maybe it's a different reason why ka'avin is chayav, because of a gzeira shem yimalech. Not that someone else might get confused and think it was regular bread. You might change your mind and use it for regular bread. So here is, and this is Alpi, the continuation discussion of the Rosh. Maybe it's a gzeira shema yimalech la'asoso lechem gomer. Maybe you'll change your mind and decide not to make it for kutach, and therefore it's a gzeira because you might change your mind. There were gozer that you need chala. Here there's a whole discussion in the Rashi Shantz. The Taz says, based on the continuation of the Rashi Shantz, not what he says at first, is this only if you bake a little as regular bread, or even if you don't bake anything as regular bread, we're afraid. And Ayin Sham, but here is the Taz, Alpi, the Rash, Behem Sheftavarov, right, later on in his discussions. That's another Xera, just a slightly different Xera.
Can you make the camera a little sharper?
I can try. Let's see, hope this lasts. We mentioned a nafkamina whether between these two deyos that really came out of the Rashba. The Rashba didn't say here's a nafkamina, but he sort of implied that it came out of his deyos. Nafkamina would be what did we have on the board last time? Gilgel al daas lasos ke'avim ve'asa'a ke'limudin. Right? If it's a matter of that it shows his das at the beginning, if it's a matter of showing that his das at the beginning was to make into regular bread, then as long as at the beginning he had kavana to make it, regular bread, then that should be good enough. Here's the Rashba says. Chai of why? Because the matter is kavana. His kavana at the beginning, your kavana depends from the beginning. His kavana at the beginning, when he first started kneading the dough, was to make it regular bread. But if it's a matter of gzeira, because it looks like regular bread, then what do you mean here? It never looks like regular bread. You might have had in mind to make it look like regular bread, but it's not going to confuse anyone. And then you would think it should be potter. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina that I wanted to add is the fascinating discussion of the Achronim, really, based on the Torah of Bracha. What is the bracha on Ka'avim? Right? What is the bracha? What bracha do you make on Ka'avim? Here, the Torah says, what bracha do you make? On Lech Moshe Lekutach, says the Torah, at the very end of Simkov Samaches, he says, Lechem Ha'asoy Lekutach, you say mezonos on kelimudim, but hamotzi on ka'achin. And the Mechaber disagrees. The Mechaber says in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Tezayin, he says lechos elukuta mivarch laborin mezonos, and does not distinguish the limudim and ke'avim or ka'achin. And there are many ways you can explain why, but there are perhaps other ways you can explain why, but the Gra seems to imply, the way the Gra understands this, others Achronim understand it in all kinds of different ways, the way the Gra seems to understand it is the Gra says, Tzarech Ion, how come, according to the Torah, there's a difference in the Bracha, Tinka Achim Limudin, and according to the Mechaber, there is not? And he says, because only by Chala there's a difference, because of a Gzeira of Shemi Yuti Malech or Michlecha, because of one of these Gzeiras. What does the Gruff seem to say? That this makes sense, the opinion of the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber, he says, Afilu Ke'avim Verkaso Mizonos. Why? Because there's a Gzeira when it comes to Chala, so we might get confused and then eat Tevel without being Mafresh Chala. Or you might change your mind and eat without challah. But you don't need a gzera for brachos. You don't make a gzera unless someone says you're wearing bracha next time. Say a gzera when it comes to challah, when it comes to isra heter. There's no need for a gzera, because here we just want to say the right bracha. Right? Gzera is not shayach to brachos. But, so why does the Torah think that ka'avim is... Why did the Torah think that Ka'avim is what's the opinion of David? The Torah says the Torah, nope, Limudin is Mizonos, but Ka'avim is Hamotzi. Maybe that makes more sense. You could say, no, they extended the Gzeira, but you could say that makes sense. This is what the Gra seems to imply. This seems to be the analysis of the Gra. He says, if it's a Gzeira, then the Gzeira doesn't affect brachos. What is he implying? But if it would be that, no, you actually had in mind to use it for bread originally, if you had in mind to use it for bread originally, then it's a Shein Lechem. If you all, you made normal bread, had in mind to use it for bread, and then in the end use it for Chutah. But then maybe it's a Shein Lechem, it's a Shein Lechem, it is Hamotzi. Then the Svar would be that since
if you intended lechem gomer, then even if in the end you use a rekutach, then it's lechem. And if it's lechem, the bracha is on mosi. So that might be another nafkmina I wanted to add between whether ka'avim is a gezeira or is an ikra din. Is ka'avim an ikra din that really, if you made a ka'avim, we know you originally had in mind to use it as bread. Or is it just a gezeira? Because someone might be confused. So if it's ikra din, it maybe should also affect the bracha. Since you really had in mind to make it into bread, it's hamotzi. If it's just the gzeira would be for chala. You have to think of chala as gzeira, but we wouldn't change the bracha because of a gzeira, because why would you make the wrong bracha just because of a gzeira? Okay.
Could you fix the camera again?
I could, yes, try. Someone's got to figure out the technology of here of how to make the camera always work. Yeah. Let's hope that it stays. Okay, now I wanted to go on to what we started discussing at the end of the last year. What did we start discussing at the end of the last year? Which was the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Let's remember Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. Rabbeinu Tam said, Trilaso Isa Vesofo Sufkinen means it was a thick dough, and then you cooked it or fried it. It's Chayev in Challah. And we had a Chakira in terms of Rabbeinu Tam, right? What's the relationship between the different phrases in the Parsha of Challah, in Parsha of Shlach, Ba'acholchem Lechem Ha'aretz, it talks about Lechem, and then it says, Reishis Ariso Seichem Challah Tarbinu Truma. And Arisa is Isa. So clearly Isa has some role here, and Vaharaya, it becomes Chayv and Challah, it becomes Tevel when you make it into a dough. But clearly, lechem also is relevant. So what's the relationship between those two factors? So for the Rosh, we said, right, we understand the relationship between those two psukim. Let's just look at here. Lechem ha'aretz versus reishis ariso seichem. So for the Rosh, what's the relationship between them? Is that, seems to be very pashut, is that the Chiyav Chala is on an Isa? She omed lios lechem. The Chiyav Chala starts before it's lechem, before you cook it or bake it. But it's any Isa that's going to be lechem, is chayiv. What does that mean? It means any isa that you have in mind to bake. If you have in mind to bake at the beginning, if you have in mind to bake at the end. But what about Rabbeinu Tam? Right? So we suggested there may be two ways to read Rabbeinu Tam. One way to read Rabbeinu Tam is that he's exactly the same. It's an isa she'omed Leos Lechem. The only difference is that Rabbeinu Tam has a more expansive version of Lechem. It's a more expansive definition of Lechem. So what's the difference? The difference is, according to this Vart, that he holds that cooked dough is not Lechem. That's why if you intended to cook it from the beginning and intended to cook it at the end, intended to cook it the whole time, it is Pater. Rabbeinu Tam holds, no, that even cooked dough is lechem. Okay, they both hold that you're only chayav on something that's bound to be lechem. You're only chayav on something that you plan to make into lechem. They just argue whether lechem is a broad definition or a narrow definition. But the other way to read Rabbeinu Tam is that no. He says there's a chayav on isa, whether or not it's going to be lechem, and there's chayav on lechem, whether or not it was an isa. Right? He says, no, there's two separate dinim, as it were, in Challah. An Isa is Chayav, Afal Pi, She'eno Lechem, and Lechem is Chayav, Afal Pi, She'eno Isa, and that's what it means. Chiloso Isa v'sofo sofkinim was a dough. Even though it never became Lechem, it's still Chayav in Challah. Correct. And here's Afal P. Shelo yeh lechem, shelo haya or haita, no haya isa. In which case, what's the difference between the Rosh and the Rishon according to this way, Rishon? And this is, you notice, the Rav had this chakir, and he left his sort of sarcha, was mitlabed, went back and forth, wasn't sure what he thought in the end. It's that the Rosh thinks that only lechem is chayav and chala, and Rishon says nope. Isa is chayav, even if it's not lechem. That's a much more fundamental machlokas. So basically, we have two ways of understanding why Rabbeinu Tam says that sufganiyot, for example, and kreplach, and pizza, and bao buns, and all these other things, why are they chayav and challah? Is it because they're lechem? You thought they weren't lechem, but I think they are lechem. Or is it because I don't care if it's lechem? Anything that is an isa is chayiv and chala. So if we now say we have a chakira in Rabbeinu Tam here, right? Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. What's the shitas Rabbeinu Tam? That cooked dough is chayiv and chala.
It has to be isa'aved, right?
Yeah, dough. I said dough, not that or chas v'shalom. So we had a chakira in terms of how to read this.
No, in the first lesson, Esau, like in the Rosh, it doesn't...
Ah, okay, fair. That's true. Okay, you're right. That's a good point. Except the Kortari and Dove. We'll get to. What's the chakira we have here in Rabbeinu Tam? Is it that why is cooked dough chayiv and challah? One is because it's lechem, and lechem is chayav and challah. Kukto is lechem. He has a more expansive definition of lechem. Or is it no? He admits it's not lechem. I know this isn't lechem. I know it's not lechem, but it's chayav and challah anyway, because it's isa. And isa is chayav bechala, because rachis are iso sechem, even if it's not milechem haaretz. It's an alternative, not part of not one storyline. Reish and Riso Seichem, that's Lechem Haaretz is Chayav and Challah. But there are two options. Reish and Riso Seichem is Chayav and Challah, and Lechem Haaretz is Chayav and Challah. And we suggested we suggested that one nafkamina is, maybe we'll go in a slightly different order. Okay, let's start first. One nafkamina might be Rabbeinu Tam's changing his mind about bracha. This is a fascinating question. What does Rabbeinu Tam think the bracha on cooked dough is? It's chayiv and challah. Does that mean it's hamotzi? Or it's still mazonos? And what does our Tosos testify? That at first Rabbeinu Tam thought it was still mazonos. It's chayiv and challah, but it's still mazonos. And then he changed his mind and decided it was also hamotzi. Why did he change his mind and decide it was hamotzi? Because of the menachos, because if you eat, right, according to him, a menachas machlas and menachas marcheshes, which he held were really fried, or properly fried, you say hamotzi. So he changed his mind about this. There are some people who think, not everyone changed their mind with Rabbeinu Tam. The Meiri brings 2 days about this. The Meiri brings 3 days. First day is, do I have it in the right order? Okay, I want to say the Meiri over.
In the Sefer Yosher, it doesn't bring the Rabbeinu Tam.
Does it?
It doesn't make a mazonos on it.
Sefer Yosher says you make a mazonos on it? Yeah. So I guess that was written before he changed his mind. Very good. Anyway, in the Meiri, he brings down 3 deos. Not just Rosh or Rabbeinu Tam, but basically Rosh, early Rabbeinu Tam and late Rabbeinu Tam are 3 deos in the Meiri. I will read you the 3 deos in the Meiri. What does he say? He starts by saying, give me a second. I have to find the right paragraph. Yeah. Um,
Vimbli lasso ova. Avli shol nefa bi yavish. It wasn't baked. It was cooked. We call makom. It is chayiv in chala and hamotzi. That's the last rain of time. V'yesh mishacholik lomar b'chos minei bishel afil b'lo ava. If you cook, even though it's b'lo ava, she'en ba hamotzi. Shlomotzim l'dayt hamotzi v'voshel v'ofoy shebishel v'voshel amal malo, etc. Masha amr b'nachos, etc. V'linin chala mod mei l'shem chayav v'shem chayav v'gilgol. He just, his first day is the late Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, Yesh mishacholik, apparently some people still hold like early Rabbeinu Tam. Wasn't forgotten about. And they say, no, only in chala your chayav in Gilgal, meaning in kneading, but it's still a mizonos v'yesh v'varsh, and last one, even in nechal, it's not lechem, that's the rash. So he brings out 3 days. His third one is the rash, but his first one is Rabbi Natam, late Rabbi Natam. His second is early Rabbi Natam. He says, what do you mean? It's chayv and chal, because when you needed it, it was chayv and chal, and it's too late to undo that chiyuv. But it's still mizonos, after all, you cooked it. And interestingly, the Mishnah Brura assumes that Rabbi Yona holds like the early Rabbeinu Tam. I'm not convinced of this at all, but the Mishnah Berurah is super convinced of this. Rabbeinu Yona says in... What?
They're also convinced.
Mishnah Berurah is good enough for them. Seder. At the end of the last paragraph of Zayin of Aleph, he says, listen to what he says. Shem hay, yesh lam achiluk. I can make a chiluk. Shem hay sa b'lila ava mitchilef. It was first a b'lila ava. Now, what does he mean? Rikhu osalide mashkin? I must admit, I thought he meant it was a blila ava, then they watered down the blila and turned it into blila raka, and it's a case no one else ever discussed, the blila ava that you water down and change it to a blila raka. That's what I think he's talking about. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, is absolutely certain that's not what he means. He just means you cooked it. Soften it through mashkin means cooked it. I don't think that's shot in the Rayon at all. But it's me against the Bir Halacha. I'm not sure who should win here. The Bir Halacha takes it as a davar pasha that he means it was blila ava that you cooked. And then he says chayiv b'chala because it was a chayiv b'chala because chayiv b'chala told the Gilgal. Well, ein v'rchan olav hamotzi because hamotzi depends on lechem and now it's not lechem. Okay, that's the last sort of line of Rabbi Yona in this part of the sugya. So I don't think he meant that at all. I don't think he was talking about this case. I think he was talking about a weird case that no other Rishon discussed of a Blila Ava, that the end watered down and made into Blila Raka, and then cooked. Which is a unique case no one else discussed. But the Bir Halacha, and Masifta following in his footsteps, assumes that he's talking about this case. So here we have a Machlokas. What's the din for Bracha? What's the din for Bracha? Is it Hamotzi or is it Mizonos? So l'chora should depend, one might say it depend on this chakira, right? One is the bracha. What's the bracha? If you say Rabbi Tam Shita that cooked dough is because he has a more expansive definition of lechem, then it's lechem. And if it's lechem, it should be hamotzi, which is the opinion of Rabbi Tam Achar Chazara and the Meiri in his first daya. And the Achronim, the Poskim, all assume this is what Rabbeinu Tam would say. They all assume he would say Amotzi, right? And all the Achronim assume, why do they assume Rabbeinu Tam would say this? This is what he said after Chazar. Obviously, they're going to accept Rabbeinu Tam's own Maskana. But if you say, no, Rabbeinu Tam Shita is not because he thinks it's Lechem. He admits it's not Lechem. But you know what? It was an Isa, and the Chiyuv Chala is Chal B'Shas Gilgal on the Isa. And once the Chiyuv Chala is Chal, you can't take it away. It turned out to not be Lechem, but it doesn't matter. Chiyuv Chala was Chal when it was an Isa, and, you know, if you want, you could say it was even an Isa that was Roy Lios Lechem, even though it wasn't Omed Lios Lechem, but it was an Isa, and therefore it should be Mizonos. Why? Because it's not Lechem. And who holds its Mizonos? This is Rabbeinu Tam Kodem Chazara, and the Meiri in his database, he doesn't say he was quoted, but obviously someone alive at the time of the Meiri held this way, and the Rabbeinu Yona, even though I'm with AB, you also thought that wasn't Shana Rabbeinu Yona, right? Okay, AB and me versus the Bir Halacha and the Sifta. No contest.
No,
it's not in my book. In his book, the Beis Hay is Bir Halacha. Okay, we really have a big machlokas here. The post can clearly go with the Bintam after Chazara, but it's not like Rabbi Tam just had a stupid Havminger for 3 seconds and then ignored it. Right, Rabbi Tam the Sefer Yashar, Joel tells us.
No, I might be wrong.
Oh, you might be wrong. So forget that.
No, because he said, because in the end he changed, the things are positive because...
Okay, the Sefer. I don't remember. I looked at it, but I don't remember clearly enough. Yeah, anyway. But the Meir brings down 2 days about it. Maybe Rabbi Yonah is like Rabbi Tam before Chazara, at least if you have the wrong Shan and Rabbi Yonah, like the Bir Halacha. But this is a very serious. So maybe this is a great enough kamina of I'll say soon that I'm not so sure that I'm convinced. But let's come back to it in a second. This might be enough kamina of Erech Hakira. Let's go on and suggest another enough kamina. The other enough kamina might be noodles, right? What are noodles? Joel brought in a picture of. Vermicelli, right? Or Tosa says varimseis. I don't know what any of these words in Tosos mean, hardly, but this one is pretty clear. Like everyone throughout all the generations has translated as noodles. It's pretty clear it's talking about noodles. Vermicelli happened to be a pretty thin, short noodles, even. So, what does Tosos say about the vermicelli? He says the vermicelli, even though they're chayav and chala, they're brachas mazonos. I haven't seen anyone say that pasta, the bracha is hamotzi. Tell me if you found otherwise. Interesting, I did find a shita, which I didn't put on the Kor sheet at all, the shita of the Ginas Vradin, and his Talmud, the Perach Shoshan, who say that if you're kovei suda noodles, it's hamotzi, which is interesting, but that's a shita's yachid that no one's choshish for. Apparently Rav Lichtenstein was choshish for that shita's yachid, yes. But no one else I've ever heard of. In any case, let's assume no one thinks, everyone agrees that, let's assume everyone agrees that noodles are mazonos. Why are noodles mazonos? As Tosfos says, to less with Tarisa Dinema, they don't have the tour of pas. They really don't look like bread at all. Crackers look a little more like bread, and these look like bread, and that looks like bread. But noodles are a totally different tzur than bread. So noodles are not lechem. They don't have tzuras hapas. If noodles are not lechem, are they chayiv and chala or pater from chala? Fascinating question, right? Are noodles chayiv and pater from chala? Says Tosfos. Vermisai. Afal pita chayiv and chala. So they're chayiv and chala because they're an isa. Turin me amotzi, the ain work on lame elabor mizonos, they're not amotzi wide, blessed be Teresa de Nemar, because they are not pas, they have no Teresa de Nemar, and therefore they are alamechia. But Benu Yona says differently, right? Halach lamaisa, what do they do in pasta companies? I don't know, I never knew any Jew who owned a pasta company. But what do they do in, if you have, I guess they have Osem here, right? Osem makes their own pasta. You can buy Israeli pasta in the supermarket. Yeah. So what do they do in Osem when they make the pasta? Is it chayv and chala? That's what we do in the brachos. We say mazonos. What do they do in the factory when they make, it's not hard to get a sheer chala of pasta, meaning pasta is just flour and water. You know, you make the batch this size of pasta, and you have a sheer challah, and they make batches the size of this whole room of pasta. So that's an interesting question, right? What about the fact that it's also your chalik? We have to ask them. You're right. The other fact that Rabbi Yechiel brings in here, right? But the fact is that they make a big batch, but then they split it up and sell it to different customers. It's an interesting question. That's exactly the issue of Ben Yechiel. You have to look at that slach or pisnei tshuva that I put in brackets. Okay, we'll leave that for now. That is a good question. What else? Which is exactly Ben Yechiel? Ben Yechiel says pasta is a little tricky because often you split it up before you cook it. So I wonder if they're machmer like Tosfos and take pasta in the Osem factory. See, after all, it's machlokes Tosfos ben Yona, whether it's chayv and challah. You might think. Oh, it does? Okay, so. Okay, machlokes Tosfos ben Yona, they're machmer like Tosfos. Maybe Rabbi Yechiel says they're going to split it up into small pieces, less than a shir challah anyway. All right, so just to be on the safe side. After all, it's not so pasha, because I might buy a bunch of packages of pasta, cook them together, and, you know, so maybe that's why they're mafresh. Okay, in any case, what's the yesod of this machlokis? If it's not pas, is it chayv and challah or not? I think this is totally on this chakira. I really think this is totally on this chakira. If you say the reason it is chayv and challah is because it's lechem, and he is an expansive definition of lechem that includes sufganiyot yod and Pizza Hut. Yeah, his expansive definition of lechem includes sufganiyot yod and Pizza Hut. Because they have Teresa and Emma. You know, they're kind of loaf of bread. A funny loaf of bread, but a kind of loaf of bread. A sufganiyah is a kind of loaf of bread. A Pizza Hut pizza is a kind of loaf of bread. A bao bun is clearly a kind of loaf of bread. But pasta, which is not bread at all, so what about pasta? So, if you say that Rabbi Otam's... if you say Rabbi Otam's, how come no one corrected me? Okay, I'm taking off points for a while. If you say Rabbi Tam's shita is based on the expansive definition of bread, and that sufganiyot and Pizza Hut and bao buns are bread, yeah, but noodles aren't bread, so it should be potter michala, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Yonah. What does Rabbi Yonah say? Rabbi Yonah says, "I know that cooked dough is chayv and challah, but yesh gvul l'chol ta'alul." That's talking about Pizza Hut and sufganiyot. But of course, noodles are potter from challah, as he says, someplace here. He says vermicelli. There he even has vermicelli. He has the lamed. And in Arabic, it's called itriot. Okay, now we know what he's talking about. And the Akhron will say lukshin in parentheses. But yeah, Arabic itriot, where did we get our itriot from? From the Arabic. And vermicelli. Sh'afish v'losan ava mitchila p'turim min achala. Why are they apart from chala? Because v'losh v'sa mitchila v'vash v'losan v'losan derech pas klal. You only made them to cook them and not make them like bread at all. Now the simple pshat is v'din shita v'venu tam. No, he knows that if you cook it and you make it like bread, then it would be chayv and challah. If you cook it and make it not like bread, then it's potter michala. That seems to be, if we assume this line of being noticed continuing the previous line where he was within Rabbeinu Tam, then as opposed to our Tosfos, who says, our Tosfos says chayv and challah. Why? Because our Tosfos takes the side of the Chakira that any isa is chayv and challah regardless of whether or not it's lechem. And therefore, even pasta is chayv and challah. Rabbi Yonah takes the side of the chakira that no, only lechem is chayv and challah. But an expansive definition of lechem that includes pizza and sufganiyot. But there's a limit. It doesn't include pasta.
Why not?
What?
Why not?
Why doesn't it include pasta? So he doesn't say, but maybe because it doesn't have tzuras hapas. Sufganiyah has tzuras hapas. It's a loaf of bread, just a sweet loaf of bread that's very rich. And Pizza Hut is a loaf of bread. It's just a loaf of bread that was fried and has tomato sauce and cheese on it. And a bao bun is a loaf of bread, just a loaf of bread that tastes funny because it was steamed.
Tzuras hapas is not a criterion for challah. That's a
chiddush. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah in a Hanami. That's the chiddush. Okay, but it's his chiddush, not mine. Okay. You're messing with him, not with me. And it could be that another fascinating nafkamina might be, is, so bracha on cooked dough, is pasta chayav in challah. Another nafkamina could be, fascinating discussion, is cooked dough, are you yotzei, is it considered lechem for the purpose of matzah? This is not in the course. If I cook... the pizza at pizza. I make unleavened pizza at pizza. I make unleavened sufganiyot. I make unleavened bao buns, right? Whatever the case may be. And my yotzei matzah. Now, here it gets a little tricky because you have to go to the Gemara and Pesachim. It also has to be lechem oni, and it might be rich. If it's rich, it's not oni. But is it lechem? Okay, this is very, very complicated in the Tosasim, etc., in Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav, right before Daf Lamed Zayin, where Armin, so you started there. But that should be basically you want to know something called lechem. There are three places in Judaism where you care what's called lechem. One is chala. One is brach. Machochem ilachem aretz. One is brach. Then we'll say lechem aretz. And the other is matzah, lechem oni, which are the three things mentioned in the sugya of Troknin and Teresa. So is cooked dough called lechem for mitzvahs matzah? Interesting question. If you say Rabbi Tam has an expanded definition of lechem, then yes, right? Then yes. Nikra lechem le'inyan matzah. And that seems to be the assumption of at least the first day, if not all the days, in Tosfos and Pesachim at the end of Daf Lamed Vav on the Beis. Tosfos, if you look at the end of Lamed Vav and Beis, Tosfos assumes that way. But it's really not so pashut in the Gemara. If you say no, Rabbeinu Tam shita that Isa is chayiv and chalom, it's still not lechem, it's just Isa. Then it's Isa, it would be chayiv and challah, but it wouldn't be lechem for bracha and lechora, and it wouldn't be lechem for the purpose of matzah, and you wouldn't even have to ask whether it's oni, because it's not even lechem. Again, that's a very complex diyun of the post of the Rishonim and Achronim in Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav and Beis. I will leave it without quoting all the makoros. Without quoting all the makoros right now.
With respect to pasta, so Rabbi Yonah, when he brings his kiddush, which you think maybe the name of Tom, why is it the following way? I think it's going to work out all that. Kim Shol Nasas, the Das Achila, the Chayatos of the Ur, I put me in a Kuta, the Kuta Ptura. And he says, that's what we see from Isas Haroi. But then he says, Hachanami, Kim Shol Nasas, the Achila's Derech Pas Ptura. I was, it's not a question of whether it's made for Akiva or not, even though from, it's...
Correct. What's
that would apply to pasta.
That's exactly what he says. It's not made
because
for...
because it's not suicide.
You're saying it's not necessarily because it's not suicide pasta because you don't eat it there of pasta, and that's why it's not lechem. It's not that... It's not the shape of lechem. Okay, correct. So that's why, really, you could say... working off Tosos because not the Tzor of Lechem, or working really off what he says because you don't eat it like Lechem. Either way, it's not Lechem. Now, I will just point out that someone should yell at me at some point and say, you have a nice Chakira, right? Nice Chakira or Rabbeinu Tam. Is he expanding the definition of Lechem to include cooked dough, or is he expanding the Chiv of Challah to include Isa, regardless whether or not it's lechem, which the lashon la rishon, it's chayiv and chalom mishas gilgal, just because it's isa, and who cares what happens afterwards? Is it that isa is chayiv and chalom, who cares what it'll be when it grows up, or that he's an expansive definition of lechem, which obviously is inspired by the concept of isa? And the nafkamina would be in challah is something which is an isa, but for sure not going to be lechem chayiv and challah. And the nafkamina would be for the other two nafkaminas of lechem: is cooked dough lechem leinian bracha and leinian matzah or not? Someone should have yelled at me and said, but my Chakira must be wrong because then Tosos and Ardaf is on conflicting sides of the Chakira. Tosos and Ardaf held like Rabbeinu Tam after Chazari, said Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind, and yet he held that pasta is chayiv and challah. So how come you didn't yell at me? What? Okay. So either everyone's asleep today, or I didn't explain it well. I'll take the blame. It's a hard chakira, but Tosos on our daf doesn't fit my chakira, right? Everything I've said until now, you should reject, or at least challenge me, because on the one hand, Tosos holds like Rabbeinu Tam. He says Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind. You say hamotzi on cooked dough. If you say hamotzi on it, what does that show? It's not that it's isa, but it's not lechem. It's really lechem. You say hamotzi on it. On the other hand. Then Tosfos goes on to say, but pasta is for sure not lechem, and nonetheless is chayiv and challah. So then it's the other side of the chakira, that something's chayiv and challah even if it's not lechem, as long as it's isa. So interestingly, my Rebbe Rabbi Willig discussed this in a Sefer Am Mordechai, had that in the breath at some point, and says he thinks the Tosfos and Ardaf really holds Sveitinim, holds both sides of the chakira. A, that Isa is chayiv and challah, whether or not it's lechem, and the example of that would be pasta, vermicelli,
And B, an expanded definition of lechem to include cooked dough products like sufganiyot and Pizza Hut, and that's why they're hamotzi. So it could be that maybe both started, it's a chiddush, that Rabbi Yitzhak has two chiddushim, but Rabbi Willig says Tosfos and Ardaf holds both started in the chakira, and maybe what we're saying is that Tosfos lefi the Am Mordechai says Beis Dinim. Basically, the Beis Dinim would say that in Hilchos Challah were machmer and in Hilchos Brachos were machmer, as it were. Beis Dinim. One din is that cooked dough is lechem, and that would be Nafkaminas 1 and 3, and which would be Tosos Pachim on the daf and Tosos here on the daf. And the other din is that Isa is Chayeves Bechala even without being lechem. Not without being lechem, without ever thinking it should be lechem, right? And that is nafkamina too. And that explains this Tosos on the daf. That's right. Willig says in the Am Mordechai.
I think the Rav said that in the last
Ketah. I thought he left the Mitzarhi, and I thought he said he didn't know what to think. I just want to point out that I'm not convinced of this, because it could very well be that this first afkamina is not necessarily mochrach. It could be that the first afkamina is not mochrach. Why would the first afkamina not be mochrach? You could give a different explanation. You could say Tosos really like the second side of the chakira, but there's a different reason why it's hamotzi. Who says there's a different reason why it's hamotzi? The Pnei Yoshua. Says the Pnei Yoshua, he says that he thinks Tosfos on the daf admits that it's not lechem. Tosfos on the daf admits it's not lechem. So why did Rabbi Tam change his mind and say that it is hamotzi? He has a phrase. Pnei Yoshua is here someplace. His phrase was, give me a second. He says, he takes the second side of the chakir. He says, "Be'ikar devarim tam tmili tuva." He says, "What's the problem? The problem is bishlamer for chala. It's chayvin chala dechseva ariso sechem. It's ariso sechem. It's isa. Masha enken linin amotzi mas v'shor pshuta b'shas achilos lim. In amotzi, we just care what it looks like when you're eating, and it's not lechem. V'imke chenefa b'chamelo mikri lechem l'mercha. Well, it's not lechem." If he admits, he said not lechem, the Pnei Yoshua takes the side of the Chakira. So why did Rabbeinu Tam change his mind? So says the Pnei Yoshua, he takes this side of the Chakira. And what? How does he explain why Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind? Pnei Yoshua takes the side of the Chakira. I'll read you again the mummy line of the Pnei Yoshua. Bishlama. Sorry. Elainin chala osi shaper kim, the ikra chayiv shas gilgal, the ikra chayiv is when you need it, chala when you need it, the chsiv ariso sechem. But unlike hamotzi, dat, lo mikri lechem, still not called lechem, shermi olmo ishim lechem, it was never lechem. Manin isa lakan, it was an isa, but it's not lechem. What is isa making hamotzi? So says the Pnei Yoshua, he says, nope, Rabbi Tam is an isa and not lechem. That's his Shita Rabbeinu Tam. So why Rabbeinu Tam change his mind and say it's hamotzi? So Pnei Yoshua comes up with a big chiddush. He says the Pnei Yoshua, it's hamotzi. But why is it hamotzi? It's not lechem. That's his question. Why Rabbeinu Tam change his mind and say it's hamotzi? It's not lechem. He could have said, I'll switch to the other side of the chakira. That's not what he does. Instead, what he says is, in two words, three words, tehachamim hishvu midoseyim, maybe more words, Lislos Birchas Amotzi Mashachai Bechala. They were Mashmin Yosem, they made a Gzeira that whatever's Chayiv and Chala is Hamotzi, even if it's not Lechem. Okay, with one condition, it has to be something which you're Kovei Asuda on. Otherwise, it would be also noodles. And there's days they weren't Kovei Asuda on noodles. He says Hamotzi, but he has to come off for a technical reason. What's the technical reason? The technical reason is Chachamim, they wanted to avoid confusion. Hishvu midoseyem. I'm not sure exactly what the svar is. Why were they Hishvu midoseyem? says Hishvam Yidusayim that whatever is chayiv and chal is hamotzi, even if it's not really lechem. Ah, if it's not lechem, it could be hamotzi because Chacham made exera to say hamotzi anyway, even though it's not lechem, right? Hamotzi for technical reason. That's what's called Chachamim Hishvu Midoseihem. So it could be basically what Yeshua says, no, Tosos on our daf is not a stira. It's not Tzvidinim. What we do with Tosos M'sachim? The truth is, there's another day in Tosos M'sachim about matzah, which you could read the other way. Or you could just say that's a different Tosos. Says of Yeshua, Rabbi Tam's sheet is that it's Isa and not Lechem. Ah, if it's Isa not Lechem, then Nicha, why even noodles are Chayiv and Challah? Because Isa, that's not Lechem, it's Chayiv and Challah. Ah, but why is it a motif to Isa not Lechem? It's not Lechem, and Hishvam Midoseihem, they made a gzera anyway, that whatever's Chayiv and Challah should be a motif, even though it's not Lechem. And they have the right to do so as a gzera d'Rabbanan. So the Pnei Yehoshua takes the second side of the Hakira straight through. It's quite possible, you could say, easily, even though I don't necessarily have anyone who says this, maybe because it's too easy to say, that you could take the first side of the Hakira, even if you say it's Mizonos. Even for Rabbi Tam before Chazara, theoretically, here, it doesn't explain anyone. Pnei Yehoshua explains this, basically, the Stira and Tosos according to my Hakira. And you might say, okay, so I made up a Hakira, but I'm not the first one who thought of the Stira and Tosos. Okay, where Willie thought of the Stira and Tosos. Let's go so far back. And he wants to say Tzvei Dinam. But you go, well, way back to the classic Akron of Pnei Yehoshua thought of the Stira and Tosos. He didn't say it exactly this way, but he thought of the same. The Rav also thought of the Stira and Tosos. He just left the Mitzvah Ion and didn't have an answer. Pnei Yehoshua thought of the Stira and Tosos and gave an answer by saying, no. Even if you take the Isa side of the Nafkamina, you can still explain why it's Hamotzi by throwing in this curveball of Hishvu Midoseihem. I just want to point out, not that it answers anything, just for the sake of, just for the sake of intellectual honesty, that you could say, in which case, basically, the Nafkamina 1 is not on sure footing. You could say, this is not going to help us. You could say Mizonos even if you hold it is Lechem. Why? Because who says all Lechem is Hamotzi? Like, for example, Pasa Baba Kisnin, at least according to many Pshatim, is Lechem, but it's not always Hamotzi because you don't need it for a Suda. Remember the part we had? Maybe Hamotzi is a Bracha on a Suda, not a Bracha on Lechem. So you could say that even if it is Lechem, you could say if it's not Lechem, it's still Hamotzi, but then you have to use this sort of awkward curveball of Hishmin to say, you could even more easily say it is Lechem, but it's still not Hamotzi, because it's Lechem, but it's not a Suda. Could say Mizonos, because Hamotzi is on a Suda, not Lechem, right? We have that discussion, we'll see it again and again. If you say you only say Hamotzi, not an all Lechem, but only a Lechem that's a Suda, then you can say it's Lechem, but it's not a Suda, because people don't usually eat this for a whole meal. And therefore, so the original Nafkamina we thought was Nafkamina Karkira is Lav Davka. Although, in Pashtus, it's still a good Nafkamina. Let's just chazer for a second. We had a Hakira and Rabbeinu Tam. Why does Rabbeinu Tam disagree with the Rash and say cooked dough is Chayv and Challah when it doesn't look like Lechem to me? It's cooked. Yeah. So, either because he holds that Rishis HaRisu Seichem, like the Pnei Yehoshua, Isa is Chayiv and Challah, and the Chayiv is Chal, and who cares what happens later? Once it's Isa, it's Chayiv and Challah, no one cares if it's going to be Lechem, no one cares if it was originally going to be Lechem, no one cares if in the end it's Lechem, we just care that it's Isa. Isa is Chayiv, or he has an expanded definition of Lechem. One Nafkamina would be, is Isa Chayiv or is Lechem Chayiv? Nafkamina pasta, it's Isa, but it's for sure not Lechem, according to anyone's definition. So, that's one Nafkamina. And the other Nafkamina would be, is cooked dough called Lechem, but you call it Tarkula. What's called Tarkula? Two other things, Bracha and Pesach. Is it called Lechem for Pesach? Okay, we didn't bring down the Makoros, that's one Nafkamina. And is it called Lechem for Bracha? Is where Tam Hitlam took, he changed his mind about it, and this seems to be a Nafkamina in the Schakira, but the Pnei Yehoshua said, under pressure from the Stira and Tosos, and he didn't want to say Tzvei Dinam like Rabbi Willig says, and the Amordechai, the Pnei Yehoshua said,
that no, really it's not enough gemina. Really everyone agrees hamotzi. Even if it's not lechem, it's hamotzi because of hishkum midoseim. And on the other hand, you could say really everyone agrees mazonos, even if it is lechem, because even though it's lechem, it's not derech suda. Although, I don't know if any akron says that because you don't need to answer any kashya.
You throw it in the garbage. Mm-hmm. It's not chayav mechal, even though it's an arisa.
Who says? Ah, so what about Isas HaKlov? Interesting question. What about, good question. What about, what would Rabbi Tam say about Isas HaKlov? I mean, we know what he would say. It's a Mishnah, right? What about these? Okay, what about Isas HaKlov? What about, let me go back for a second. I'll add another nafkamina here. Forget about Isas HaKlov. What about, although, can't really forget about, what about Lechem HaAsoy Lekutach? What about Lechem HaAsoy Lekutach? It's an Isa. But you're not planning to make it into lechem, or you're not planning to eat it as lechem, because you're planning to mix it into your kutach. So that's a great other nafkamina. Now we have a fourth nafkamina. I know what you meant. I know what you meant. And before I respond to what you meant, I'm going to say what I meant.
That's exactly the last part of the
Yom. And that's exactly where he's working off, right? This is, so I know I'm building up to answering your question. I just want to keep you in suspense for a while.
Okay.
But what did Joel just say? Joel just said there's a fourth nafkamina. Right, this is what you mentioned to me the other day after the last year. The how about lechem asoy lekutach? Now you'd say, what's the nafkamina of lechem asoy lekutach? It says in the Gemara what the din is. But if you remember, we had a machlokas between the Rishonim and Achronim and Dasar Benu Tam. Is lechem asoy lekutach potter only if it's Blila Raka, Marsha Pnei Yoshua? Or even if it's Blila Ava. So, I hope this will work at Lashitas in Pnei Yoshua. Otherwise, we're all fried and possibly in Zonos. Okay, this is very, very important. Let's try to squeeze it in here. Where are we going to squeeze it in? Four. How about Lechem Ha'asoy Lekutach? Now we know lechem asoy lekutach is potter, right? Why? Because in the end, it's not going to be lechem. Either, I don't care which way, either Rashi's way, in the end, you're going to cook it in the sun, and it's not going to be lechem. Okay, that's not Rabbeinu Tam, that's working for Rash. Or take everyone else. Why is it not going to be lechem in the end? Because you're going to make it into kutach and not bread. You're not going to eat it like a piece of bread. So, what do we see from here? We see from here that even Isa is potter from challah. Lechem Isa Lekutach is potter, right? If you make it kelimudin, authentic. Right? Limudim is the authentic lesson of Lechem Asa Lekutach. Keep in mind, Ka'avim is not real Lechem Asa Lekutach because it has a gzeira or your das wasn't for Kutach. Real Lechem Asa Lekutach is potter. That's limudin. Why is it potter? That works beautifully according to the first side of the Chakira. Right? And that is exactly, as Amy pointed out, where Rabbeinu Yonah was coming from. Right? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Afilu Blila Ava is potter. Right? Lechem Asoy Lekutach. Even though it's Blila Ava, it's still potter. Why? Because it's not going to be lechem. And that's where I get my sheet on pasta from. Right? Because it's not going to be lechem. Because Rabbeinu Tam really only said you chayv chal on lechem, and lechem asoy lekutach is not going to be lechem. I know he called it lechem asoy lekutach, but it's not really going to be lechem because you're going to mix it into the kutach. And that's where he gets his whole shita from, right? As Amy pointed out. Oh, what's the Pnei Yoshua going to do is on the other side of the Chakira? Pnei Yoshua already took care of himself. The Pnei Yoshua already committed himself to his own side of the Chakira. Those two Pnei Yoshuas in a row are lishitasam. The Pnei Yoshua and the Marsha. Remember the Pnei Yoshua and the Marsha had a different shita than Rabbeinu Yonah? I forget who we put with Rabbeinu Yonah. We put someone with Rabbeinu Yonah on that. Doesn't matter. What did the Pnei Yoshua and the Marsha say? The Pnei Yoshua and the Marsha, and the Pnei Yoshua is clearly the shitasa here. The Pnei Yoshua has to say something else. The Pnei Yoshua says, no, every Isa is chayev. I don't care what's going to happen tomorrow, and I don't care what you plan to happen tomorrow, I don't care what actually happens tomorrow. Every Isa is chayiv. If every Isa is chayiv, then why is Lechem Asoy Lekutach Potter?
So we saw what the Pnei Yeshua said. The Pnei Yeshua, the Marasha says, Takif, it's Blila of it, would be Chayiv. It's only Blila Raka that's Pater. Blila Raka is not an Isa. That's the Pnei Yeshua. He didn't say Am Lishitase. He didn't have to say Am Lishitase. He thinks the Shita is so Pasha that it's not Am Lishitase. It's just common sense. He doesn't even know there's another Shita. What does he say? Give me a second. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I told you I'm keeping you in suspense. So you're raising your hand and saying, why are you keeping me in suspense? The answer is because I decided to. The Pnei Yoshua and the Marasha, what do they say? They say, Enachanami, Bli La'ava is Chayeves, because it's Isa. The Gemara says Potter. The Gemara's term is only Bli La'raka. That's the Pnei Yoshua L'shita. So the Pnei Yoshua is so sure that he is the right side of this Chakira, that come what may, in every line of the Gemara, he'll reinterpret it to fit his side of the Chakira. If his side, he says, or when Tom says, Isa is chayev, not that he doesn't care about lechem. Lechem is a different track of being chayev. Of course he cares about lechem. Blila raka is not an Isa, and it's chayev if you bake it, because it's lechem. That's a different track. Isa is its own track. If Isa is its own track, why is lechem also in kutach potter? You have to answer. It's only potter is blila raka, but if it's Isa, it's chayev. If Isa is its own track, and has nothing with being lechem, then why is it hamotzi in the end of Reina Tam? Because of Hishma Yosan. Pnei Yeshua is so stark on his side of the Chakira that he will fit everything in, no matter what. Because it's Isa, and only blila raka is potter. Because that's not an Isa, according to Reina Tam. Now, but Joel and Avi are still out to get me. Not just Joel and Avi. The Rabbeinu Yonah and Joel. Fine. Rabbeinu Yonah and Joel are still out to get me. Because Rabbeinu Yonah is the arch enemy of Pnei Yoshua here. Rabbeinu Yonah is the other side of the Chakira. He says, no, I know Pshan and Rabbeinu Tam is that only Lechem is Chayav in. Pshan and Rabbeinu Tam is that only Lechem is Chayav in Challah. What does he care about Tosas here? What does he do with Tosos here? He doesn't care about Tosos here. He argues on them. Right? Only lechem. Pnei Yeshua is based on Tosos here. And he says only lechem is chayiv and challah. That's why pasta is potter from. That's why pasta is potter. That's why pasta is potter from challah. And cooked dough is only lechem is chayiv and challah. That's why lechem is kutach is potter, because it's not miyud to be lechem. That's why pasta is potter, is not miyud to be lechem. That's why tamotzi in the end, kukto is hamotzi because it's lechem. Everything's beautiful. But and what does Rabbeinu Yonah say is the yesod of everything? What's the yesod of everything? The yesod of everything is lechem. What's the proof of everything that if it's not meant to be bread, it's potter, even though it's Isa? Isa's a kloven. That's what you said to me, right? What about Isa Klavim? If you bake for dogs, it's potter. Isa Klavim is potter. If Isa Klavim is potter, that proves that even an Isa is potter if it's not meant to be lechem.
It doesn't prove that. It only proves that if it's unedible, it's not chayim.
Okay, very good. Basically,
in other words, it's raw.
Right. Basically, here we'll put Rabbeinu Yonah here. Even though he doesn't say it as explicitly, we'll put him in parentheses, right? We need to have two sides. Rabbeinu Yonah parentheses, he doesn't discuss the Chakira in quite the words I'm using. Pnei Yeshua is not in parentheses, he's discussing exactly these words. Rabbeinu Yonah has a great right for Isa Klavim. Isa Klavim is Isa, and yet it's Potter. How is the Pnei Yeshua going to deal with that? Who doesn't really talk about it? So I think Pnei Yeshua is going to have an easy answer to that. Isa Klavim is Potter for a different reason. Because, not because it's not Lechem. Because Isa Klavim is not even Ochel. So if it's not meant for human beings to eat, then it's not Ochel. And if it's not Ochel, that's a trump card. Whatever's not Ochel doesn't count. But that's a different rule of not being Ochel. So no, I think that's what he would say. I don't know if the Masechta discusses this.
So then you're basically coming to two separate definitions of Lechel.
No! I'm just saying you have a Tanai. The Rav discussed this. You have a Tanai of being Ochel. Meaning, how would the Bnei Yeshua get out of Isa Klavim? Unless he wants to say Isa Klavim is Blila Raka, which would be a big finish. Isa Klavim is Blila Raka. Either make it Okimta, like he did by Kutach, that is Blila Raka, or say it's different if it's not Ochel. Okay, Kitzer, Rabbeinu Yonah could say I have an Isa card on my sleeve. Isa Klavim is Potter, even though it's an Isa, because that's not Lechem. That proved by side of the Chakira. The Pnei Yeshua will answer back. Does anyone talk about this in the Masifta? Pnei Yeshua will answer back either. Another Okimta, that Isa Klavim is also Blila Raka. He can say it by Lechem also the Kutach. Why can't he say it as much as he wants? Or he'll just say, if it's not Ochel, that's different. Whatever's not Ochel is Mufka. That's not what we've been talking about this whole board.
Wait, so that means that that could be the sheet of the Rinatam. That when you say that Isa is chayav, Isa has to be somewhat cooked in order to be.
It has to be. It has to be an ochel.
To be that comes to be all to be on.
Correct. It doesn't have to be a foy. It's an ochel before it's a foy. It's just not ready yet, but it has to be at least ochel.
It could be cooked in a pot, like a sukkaniya.
Ah, okay. And then it's ochel.
But then if I'm left chayav and amotzi.
It is, according to the Miskaner Beritam.
Lechem for a guy, totally for a guy. Is that considered ochel? It's not ochel.
Yeah, no, that's not ochel. No, no, halachli tovatar, everything, that's ochel. Lechem for a guy is ochel. If I bake for a guy, I'm chayv and chal, it's a motzi, it's ochel for all purposes. I don't mean if it belongs to a guy, it's punch from chal for technical reasons, but...
Yeah, according to the Peyo Shur, the reason they say a motzi is because...
Hishkumi
the same. Why is it required to...
Ah, because he has to explain why Tosos thinks noodles are mizovas. So it becomes awkward.
Too many twists.
But it's his fault, not mine.
I understand.
Okay, fair. Let me just point out that this Hishu Midoseyam, it sounds, this Hishu Midoseyam sounds a little radical, but it might not be so crazy because if you look at Pashup Shot in Rabbeinu Yonah, Pashup Shot in Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you made thick dough and then watered down to be thin and cooked it, in which case it should be mizonos according to, I take that back. If you look at the machlokes in the Bach, the Magen Avraham, how about according to the Rash? If I made dough having in mind to bake it and then changed my mind and cooked it, the Magen Avraham say, avad is mizonos. Cooked dough is mizonos according to the Rash. Who cares what I had in mind originally? The Bach says, originally I had in mind to bake it, it's hamotzi. It's a strange sheet. So they say, what's your svara? Might be the same svara as Yeshua. Since when I originally had in mind to bake it, it was chayv and chala, hishvu midoseyam. So there might be a mocker for hishvu midoseyam already in the sheet of the Bach, but we're not going to get into that now.
What are the exact parameters of that set of things that we go back to the
That's a very hard question to answer because everyone has their own version of the answer to that question. So we'll say you have to check each example, and then when you've learned every single example, you'll know the answer. Yes.
Just marker for the trump card of the Mechila is found there being Yoda. Not a problem because it's for different gears, but Lachma the Hanukkah, one gear set is
that is Patrick's not Nitzel and Mechila
because he says. It's Pash Yodichas Ashim, it's supposed to be makeup. And then he says, the gear says to already start lower than we told Pashim, it's Hilo, and
exactly.
And he says, Kayyot Mahabri, he says Kalavan.
Right.
I mean, that's.
Right, correct. Okay, now, the that's what I wanted to say about the Rabbeinu Tam. Very, very important, a very, very important question. Now I want to, Chaim, you'll help me out here. I want to go on to start tackling the sugya of Trochnin and Teresa. Says the Gemara, maybe. Trochnin chayav v'chalav v'asar rabban amrav yochan Trochnin v'tur min achala. Okay, our gears of the Gemara says, at first, without attribution, it's chayav and chala. Meaning, we don't even know who said this, right? The guy was afraid to put his name on it. Someone thought it was chayiv and someone said it was chayiv and chala, but that's not true. Because when Ravin came from Israel to Bavel, he brought him a certain name of Yochanan's Purim and Achala. According to our Girsa, Pasha that Trokin is Purim and Achala. It was just a shita that we don't pass like, says chayiv. The Gra already on the side changes the Girsa to say. He leaves out the two stages. He just has. Ki asa ravin amr yochanan trokin chayovin b'chala. Meaning he has chayov. There's two gersos, whether it is chayov, trokin is chayov, or pater. Who has these two gersos? Meaning the Grod didn't make up the gersa because of his own devices. He said this because it was just too many rishonim had the gersa of chayov. So let's see what's the gersa. What's Trochnin? It's Trochnin, Chayav and Chala, or Potter. Potter, here we have the Gra, but obviously he's not making it up, and here we have the Defus, right, the printed versions. The printed versions also not making it up, obviously it goes back to someone. Anyone want to tell me in the Rishonim who had which Girsa?
Rosh had Chayav.
The Rosh had Chayav, good.
the Rush clearly had Trofim being Chayav. Anyone else? I mean, the answer is yes. Who else had the Gersa of Chayav? What did you just say? The Rambam. The Rambam never says the word Trokden. We don't necessarily expect him to. But Trokden is the next line in the Gemara says. And he clearly had our Gersa in the Gemara in the next line. My Trokden. Now, Rabbi, Kuba Da'ara. Kuba Da'ara, something about the ground. And the Rambam talks about bread baked in the ground and says it's Chayav and Challah. Where did he get that from? There's no place else in Shas he could have gotten from. Clearly, he has the Gersa of Chayav because he says bread baked in the ground is Chayav and Challah, and his Makar is obviously our Gemara. I mean, all the Achronim agree with that in the Rambam. Anyone else have the Gersa of Chayav? The Meiri had only one Gersa here?
He only says Chayav and Challah.
Oh, okay. Says the... says the Meiri, hold it. Are we sure? Where does the Meiri say Chayv and Chala? Are you sure? What? Okay. Anyway, I was thinking of the Rashba quotes from Rav Haigon, right? The Rashba quotes from Rav Haigon. I'll read you the Rashba someplace here. Yeah, he quotes Rav Haigon. The Kachner Losher Rav Haigon Zelashono Terikni Dehu Kuba Da'ara. Trikni is just troknin, you know, whether it ends with a nun or not doesn't change the root word, which is kuba da'ara, like it says in our Gemara. Mafe v'lobatanur, el al ha'aretz, chayav v'chala, kid Rav Oven amar Rav Yochanan. Okay, Rav Oven is just Ravin, right? Ravin is the short first version of Rav Oven, right? So he clearly had Ravin saying, did you find this alleged meter?
Yeah.
Okay, read it to me.
Yeah, so... Mishnah some Kamach will tell mine, Ubalalan, Bliva Rat, Yoser, K. Mainachurim, the Nikra will show them Trokin, so he identifies the Trokin case. Vafal, Kavikarka, Vishisipo, Vagarku, Vishposim Shafiazo, Sheik in Tanor, Vloshu Masha, Osa Osa Lechem, Lenin Mats, and Pesach, Ulin Hala, Apokisha in Sham Gilbo. So then it makes it Lechem for Hala, for him in Hyatt. It's one from the sheep.
What? Why? Okay, I have to. Okay, I lost it someplace, but I will. Okay, I can't find it in mine for some reason. But here it is. Sorry, you're right. Here it is. Yes, I just lost it. Follow Yesh Poskim Shafizu is etc. Aval is Chayav in Chayav in Chala. And even the other Yesh Poskim agree. Sorry, there you are, the Meiri. Good, thank you. Okay. Who is the Gersa of Potter? By the way, the Gersa of Potter, even though it's printed in our Gersa, seems to be a very minority Gersa. Who is the Gersa of Potter? I only found one place in the Rishon of the Gersa Pater, and that is the Ritva, who starts out with the Gersa of Chayav, right? The Ritva starts out with the Gersa of Chayav, and says, and I apologize, it's only in the Masada of Kok Ritva, it's not in the Ritva on...
It's in brackets also.
It's in brackets, means
what
it was only...
Mean like
it was in the Erech Sav Yad, and not in the old printed version. He says the Ritva, at first he says, Mikol Makom Chayav Bechala, says Vagaonim Zal Gorsim Ptur Minachala. Now, obviously, not all the Gaonim, because the Vagaon did not have that Gersa. Right? So here is the Ritva Atzmo, but the Ritva quotes from the Gaonim that it is Ptur Minachala. Okay, so we have one day that it is Ptur Minachala. That's obviously, even though that's what's printed in our Gemara, that seems to be a very minority Shita. Interestingly, why is it Ptur Minachala? One could come up with a lot of explanations. Maybe it's Turim Achala because you bake it on the ground. Maybe it's Turim Achala because they're very weak, a very thin mixture, etc. Fascinating. What did the Ritva say in the name of the Gaonim? Why is it Potter from Chala? He says because right? Leka Gilgal Klal. There is no Gilgal. Now, it's not so. What does he mean by there's no Gilgal? It's not so clear what he means by Leka Gilgal Klal. There's no Gilgal. After all, he started out saying, how do you define it? Shebekira atzma osigin guma masikin osa. You make a hole that's hot in the kira. Nosnim sham kemachomayim megablin osa l'sham, and you mix it there. V'nefesham. V'avagav like a Gilgal. There's no Gilgal. There is Gibel, just not Gilgal. What's the difference between Gibel and Gilgal?
Well, you just make it
you're not creating. Is that the whole point of?
I don't think so. What's the? I don't think.
Mixing, you put in and you mix it up. Kneading is you take it and you knead it.
Exactly, it's between mixing and kneading, right? Gibel is mixing. You take a spoon and you mix it, right? Gilgal is not mixing; it is kneading. I mean, just think about the word Gilgal. What does the word Gilgal mean? Where does that come from? That's all over Chalot, Gilgal. What does it mean, Gilgal? Literally, legalgel, right? You like roll it around. Part of kneading is you roll it around, right? So what he seems to be saying here is that there's Gibel, but there's no Gilgal, so it's pater from Chala. It's not exactly clear what he means by this. So what? So if there's no kneading, why is a pater? If there's mixing without kneading, why is a pater from Chala? It could be that he holds like Shitas Yochid that maybe we should have introduced a long time ago. There is a Shitas Yochid. There are some Achronim who want to say many we shouldn't hold this way. But only one is Mefurish. There's a Shitas Yochid of Rabbeinu David and Psachim. Now, if it's Rabbeinu David and Psachim, that clearly makes you at least Mesopak that it might be the Shita of the Ramban. Right? Rabbeinu David and Psachim says here, when he quotes the Machlokas between his Rebbe the Ramban, who he doesn't mention, his Rebbe the Ramban, and Rabbeinu Tam, remember, by the Sfardim, it's not a machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rash. By the Sfardim, it's a machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban. He says, Perish Rabbeinu Yaakov, and he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramsachim. And then he says, Rav Mori Omer, meaning the Ramban, Shein Zenachon. She'ilo hoi maser rakin, if it's Blilo Raka, lekaman de mechayiv malfe'it maser ilfos vafilo betanu namiv term nachala. Okay, and then he goes on. It's a little hard to read the next sentence. He says, if it's Blila Raka, then even if you bake it in an oven, it's putter. This is Shitas Yachid of the Rabbeinu David, but he's quoting his Rebbe the Ramban. And there's a whole machlokas whether you can find a hint to that in the language of the Ramban himself. Could be in the language of the Ramban himself, and Haskali says, the Mishnah is only talking about a thick dough. Maybe that implies that a thin dough is always putter. Not like everyone said until now. Meaning, what did everyone say until now? What's the din of Blila Raka? What's the din of Blila Raka? According to Rabbeinu Tam, he says, Chayav Al Yedei Mafet Tanur, Potter Al Yedei Bishol and equivalent. What's equivalent to Bishol? Frying, baking in the sun, etc. What is the Shita of the Rash Verov Poskim? The Shita of the Rash and Rov Poskim is that a Blila Raka is the exact same thing as Blila Ava. Right? And we're in time. Unlike Blila Ava, because Blila Ava is Chayiv no matter how you cook it. Says just like Blila Ava. He says basically the same thing. You know what the din of Blila Raka is? Chayav im choshav lafoso batchila o afao basof, right? That's how he reads sof and trila. Just like Blila Ava. That's the two main shitas that we've discussed until now. However, the Rabbeinu David reads the Mishnah of Tchilos HaGisus Hof Sukkim exact same as the Rash, but with one caveat. Says Rabbeinu David B'Shem Ramban. Rabbeinu David says the name is Rabbi the Ramban. Again, the Ramban certainly never said this explicitly. You find a hint of this in the Ramban. There's a big machlokas in the modern day Achronim where the Ramban really said what Rabbeinu David quoted him saying, or this is just Rabbeinu David's understanding of his Rebbe. He says, nope, potter in all cases. Potter l'gamrei, there's not even a have a meaning of Yimachayev Blila Raka. Blila Raka is always putter. According to this, cake is always putter from challah, according to Rabbeinu David. Mm-hmm. Cake is always putter from challah. Mm-hmm. When we make cake, it's always putter from challah anyway, because you use so little flour that you have to make a whole room full of cake in order to have the shear. Oh. So no one's ever going to make enough cake at home. But how about a bakery? When bakeries make cake, so what do bakeries do when they make cake? So, according to what they do, lemaisa, is they take off challah without a bracha. It'll be machra. At least some bakeries don't. It's an interesting machlokas. But according to Rabbeinu David, you never need to take challah off cake. It's blila raka. Blila raka is always patur from challah. That's the shita of Rabbeinu David. Again, this is not what any of the poskim say. You're not going to find this in Shulchan Aruch or in the Magen Avraham or Taz or in the Shach or the Taz or anyone else on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. You're not going to find this in the Rash and most Rishonim. You're only going to find this explicitly in Rabbeinu David. Eloi and Sarah Rakin, if it's blue la raka, lekaman, no one's ever chayiv in a pan, and even in a tanner, no one's chayiv. It's potter b'chol mikra. And the whole Mishnah of Tchilas Isav Sofa Sofkinen was only talking about Lila Ava. The whole Mishnah was talking about Lila Ava. Right? So, what was the Mishnah talking about? Let's just see these three shitas. The Mishnah, Chala, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, according to Meinu Tam, Tchilaso Isa equals Blila Ava. That part of the Mishnah was Blila Ava. Tchilaso Sufkanin was Blila Raka. The Mishnah was explicitly distinguishing between Blila Raka and Blila Ava. That's Meinu Tam Shita. According to the Rash and most poskim, the whole Mishnah was equally about Ava Viraka without mentioning them. It doesn't mention Blila Ava and Blila Raka. It just mentioned in Tchila did you plan to cook it or bake it, and in the Sof did you cook it or bake it. And it's equally about Ava and Raka. That's not the topic of the mission, not Blila Ava, Blila Raka. It's Pasha that they're equal. According to the Rabbeinu David, no. It's only about Blila Ava, because Blila Raka is obviously potter in all circumstances. That is, it's fascinating. That's a bit of a shita Yachid Rabbeinu David. In truth be told, you can ask your father what they do in Chicago, but most bakeries are not mafresh from cake. And some people say that, because they hold like this Rabbeinu David. It's a shita Yachid. No, maybe he was quoting the Ramban, and maybe there's a hint to the Ramban that he agrees with this, and so maybe it's two Rishonim. And maybe we talk a pasta like this would be a big Kiddush. The other reason might be that even in the bakeries, maybe they usually don't make so much cake at once. And then you get into all kinds of subtle questions of tzeirah, like whether or different cakes been stocked or not. You get into a lot of technicalities. In any case, this is the famous Shita Rabbeinu David. It seems to be that pshat in the Ritva here, if you want a second Rishon who holds like Rabbeinu David, it seems to be the Ritva right here in Brachos, because the Ritva, according to the Gaonim at least, not at first, not himself, the Ritva quotes the Gaonim, he says, where it first says, even though it's like a Gilgal, it doesn't matter, it's Paschai V'chali, V'chai V'chali that Gilgal. He's clearly not saying like Rabbeinu David. But then he goes on to quote the Gaonim, and he says, what's pshat in the Gaonim? Came into Lekka Gilgal Klal Petura. It's not so clear what he means by Lekka Gilgal Klal. What does he mean by Klal, right? But it could be that his Gaonim are the Shita Rabbeinu David, and then it would be like a partner for Rabbeinu David. Ritva, Brachos, B'Shem Gaonim. I admit, you could maybe interpret it in a different way. If you want to say, no, he has a totally different reading of the Metzias, and what he means is you're not even Govel. Maybe he means you're not even Govel, and he's arguing on the Metzias. But the simple shot of reading the Ritva is you're Govel, but not Megalgel. You're not Megalgel, meaning it's a Blila Raka, it's not Ava. And therefore, you're Pato Legamre, and that would fit Rabbeinu David. That would be a big Kiddush. There's another Rishon like Rabbeinu David. That is... Side point comes up in this Ritva. Let's, however, continue. According to most Rishonim, the Girsa, it's Chayiv and Chala. Okay, wonderful. It is Chayiv and Chala. What is Troknin? Okay, let's go with the Girsa of Chayiv and Chala. Right, we'll leave the Ritva for now.
goes chayv in challah. What is troknen? What is the trans? What does the word mean? Right. What's the case? What's the case of troknen? What is troknen? Kuba da'ara. No problem. We know what troknen is. Kuba da'ara. Okay. What does kuba da'ara mean? What does kuba da'ara mean? What does it mean kuba da'ara? So here, it's not clear exactly how many pirushim there are. What does Rashi say kuba da'ara means?
You're making a hole in the kira.
You make a hole in the ara of the kira. You make a hole in the bottom of the stove and pour it into the hole, right? That's what he says. You make a hole in the bottom of the stove and you pour water and flour into that hole in the stove. It's a hole in the bottom of the stove. What does the Rambam say? What? You bake on the ground. It seems very different, not in an oven.
Right.
The Rambam doesn't mean you build an oven on the ground and bake there. That's normal, right? You're allowed to build an oven on the ground if you want to bake. So it seems that there's two basic shitas, what the case of kuba da'ara means. Rashi and most Rishonim say it means you pour into a hole in the bottom of the oven, while the Rambam says you bake outside on the ground. Okay, those are the two main shitas, how to translate the ara of kuba da'ara. Does it mean the floor of the oven? In which case, what do you mean the floor of the oven? You put everything on the floor of the oven. No, it means a hole in the floor of the oven. Or does it mean, no, mamish, outdoors on the sidewalk.
What's the heat source for the Rambam?
What's the heat source for the Rambam? Lachor, you build a fire on the ground. And then, what?
You put it on the fire?
No, if you put it on the fire, it would turn into charcoal. Right. The simple shot is you build a fire on the ground, and then you sweep the fire to the side and put the dough down or on that hot ground.
You move the coals away.
That's what I said. You sweep it on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that's what I said. You move. Sweep is to move away.
Yeah.
Yeah. You again. You make a fire on the ground, then you push it aside, and then where the fire was, you put.
It's warm.
You is hot. It's hot. Not just warm, but hot, yeah. And you bake there. The Meiri here actually. The Meiri here agrees with the Rambam. He says you bake it on the ground. What?
That's like a modern grill.
Meiri, he says you make a very thin thing. Va'afal gabi karka shehisik bo begerfo. He says like the Meiri. Okay. So there are two pshat, and I'm not going to make a big deal of it, just what the words kuba da'ara means. Then the Gemara continues. Says the Gemara, and we'll skip Teresa for now, and we'll continue our discussion of kuba da'ara. Tapalam chesman alpha amalei abayin the Rav Yosef, I kuba da'ara, my mevarchi levei. What bracha do you make on kuba da'ara? Again, according to our gears in the Gemara, he's continuing the discussion of troknen, of trunkin. Amalei misarvis namel, who do you think it's bread? Guv labi almahu, it is just a mere mixture. Right? Which is where the Ritva gets this govlin below megalgalin. It's just a govlin b'yalma. It's not real bread. And you say mazonos. Marzutra kavas sudas. Marzutra made a kliya suda on it. That reminds us of Pasim of a Kisnin, right? When he was kovea suda, he said hamotzi. So it sounds like Pasim of a Kisnin. If you're not kovea suda, it's mazonos. If you're kovea suda, it's hamotzi. Vishalish brachos. And he benched afterwards. Amar mar ravashi. Then you also Pesach, Yotze and Pesach, my time a lechem oni, Korean Bay, because it is called lechem oni. Okay, now the interesting question is, I guess first of all, all right, we're not going to get to analyze this too well. I grossly overestimated where we got to today. Surprisingly. very unlike myself. What do you mean, guvla b'yalma? What do we mean when we say it's a guvla bi'alma? What makes this a guvla bi'alma more than anything else we've discussed until now? What does almost everyone say? What makes it a guvla bi'alma, unlike everything else we've discussed until now? What makes it a guvla bi'alma?
Because it's rough.
Because it is, it's just a regular blila raka. That's what makes it guvla bi'alma?
It's in a hole in the ground.
No.
Less than that. It's just
thinner than a regular blila raka.
It's like water.
It's watery blila. I mean, there's different levels. Blila ava means a dough. We know what a dough means. It's solid. Blila raka means a batter that pours. We know there are different kinds of batters. There's thick batter, and there is thin batter. Just an example. Pancakes versus crepes.
What's the difference when I pour it onto the griddle? What makes it a pancake or a crepe? What? And what makes it spread out or not? How thick or thin the batter is, right? There's thicker batters and there's thinner batters, right? Why does a pancake not spread over the whole griddle? Because the batter is too thick. It sticks together a little. It's pourable. It's clearly blila raka. And that's the meaning. He talks about this chiluk explicitly. He says, there's blila raka biyoser ke mayim achurim, like dirty water, watery. And then later on he tells you that's something that is, it's raka, but it's all of a kemach. You know, it has a decent amount of kemach. It's just still a pourable batter. So maybe it's a guvla biyama means it's not even a blila, normal blila raka. A normal blila raka is a vada hamotzi. Everyone agrees a normal blila raka that you bake is hamotzi. That's a normal blila raka you bake, except for this Ravina David. According to the Rash, that's tchilaso isa v'sofo isa. According to the Ravina Tan, that's tchilaso sufnim sofo isa. Vada hamotzi, but this is not a normal blila raka. This is raka v'yoser. That's what many Rishonim say that it is. Many Rishonim say that this case of Guvla B'Alma is Raka B'Yoser. Okay, I think we have to stop. Okay, we have to stop. We're way over. We will have to pick up with our discussion of Troknin and Teresa Mirza Shem next time, and hopefully be able to go on in the Gemara as well. So to be continued. Where did I get to is always the question.
Yes, it always is.
Right.